inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, good afternoon, welcome my friends. Monday, December the 3rd. Start of another week. What a week it's going to be. Good afternoon. Welcome. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. I may say things in this hour that would cause Republic Trading Group to lose a little business. Hasn't stopped me before. Ain't going to stop me now. If you buy into gold confiscation, you may want to change to another radio station. We'll have that for you a little bit later. Inundated this weekend, article appeared on another website. I have it posted over the weekend because of all the emails I got. And we'll proceed to tear it apart a little bit later. Dow Jones Industrial Averages started off the week down 57 points at 13,314. Statements by Paulson didn't help the market one iota. Yes, the government's got a bailout plan for distressed mortgages. You know, these are the same people that had a plan to end poverty. These are the same people that had a plan to declare a war on drugs. These are the same people that rescued those folks in Katrina. These are the same folks that brought you that successful war in the Middle East. And now they're coming to save you from the subprime mortgage crisis. If I was a betting man... NASDAQ finished down 23 points at 2,637. S&P 500 will never see 1,500 again, off 8 at 1,472. Wall Street fell by and large because housing executives warn that the worst is still to come. Look, we haven't even started seeing how bad this crisis is going to be starting next month. And every month for the next 2 years, 100,000 adjustable rate mortgages reset. Put that in your proverbial pipe and smoke it. On the metals complex, gold wasn't buying into anything, Paulson said. Gold closed up $5.10 in New York to end the day at $7.89. Silver up 9 cents at $14.12. Palladium up $17, $1,459. And yes, the bull run in gold continues in Asia. We'll have that for you, where the dollar ended up, where oil ended up, and a lot more stuff when we return.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Monday. Palladium closed down $2 in New York City. Oil managed to irk out a small gain at $89.67 a barrel. Why was oil up today? Well, the Saudis are meeting and they said, well, yeah, we really don't have to increase production. There's enough oil out there. Currently in Asian trading, gold up $2.20 at $791.20. Silver up 2 cents at $14.14. U.S. dollar wasn't buoyed by anything Mr. Paulson said. Closed at 75.97, off 1 basis point. yeah, government to the rescue. And they have a unique package that they're going to rescue this. You see, all they are doing right now is they are trying to instill some sort of confidence, some sort of big brother coming to rescue you in times of trouble, saying all the right things. And they're going to say all the right things from now until December the 24th. They want you to go out and spend. Run up those credit cards. Spend what you don't have. Splurge out this Christmas season. A lot of people are depending on you, all those big box retailers. They want you to spend your money. They want you to dig a hole of debt so deep you will never get out. So you will be hostage to the bankers for life. The plan that Paulson has, as I said, is like all other government plans. When they seek to rectify a societal ill, they usually just make the system worse. And this plan is no different. Now they've got, I guess there's three levels. They've identified three groups of people in the subprime crisis. There are those that can afford to pay and are paying. Therefore, these people will get no government relief whatsoever. Then there are those that can pay, but will have a trouble paying when their arms reset. And then there are just those who, well, they shouldn't have been given mortgages in the first place. They can't pay and they won't pay. Now think about this. The bottom two groups, in other words, those that are paying but obviously will have a problem when their mortgage resets, are going to get help. In other words, they are talking about getting all the mortgage guys together and say, look, just freeze these teaser rates for a year or two until these people can get back on their feet. The deadbeats are the deadbeats. Nothing you can do about a deadbeat. So now the one group of people that aren't going to get any government support are those that are paying their mortgage. These are obviously the good mortgages. These are the people that qualified for a mortgage. They had a job. They had an ability to pay. They've paid their mortgages on time. They've never defaulted. These people will not get any help. Now, if I'm in that category, I'm thinking to myself, well, if the people that they are going to help are people that have missed one or two mortgage payments, well, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to start missing a couple of mortgage payments so I can move into the group that's going to get the teaser rate frozen, as opposed to the group that is good-paying mortgage people. Look, yeah, this whole thing is based on one simple thing, the U.S. dollar. Nothing more complicated than that. And so how bad off is the dollar? Well, you've got to pretty much read foreign newspapers to understand just how serious the situation is with the U.S. dollar. As people not only losing faith in the vision of America thanks to the current administration, but obviously that bleeds over into faith in the currency, and the U.S. dollar is, without question, still the world's reserve currency. But over the weekend in Die Spiegel magazine, an article entitled, you can find this on republictradinggroup.com, says the ailing U.S. economy seems to be driving the exchange rate of the dollar downward with serious consequences for the global economy. Politicians and central bankers are looking on helplessly as the economic outlook worsens by the day and European companies rack up huge losses. It costs about 4 cents to produce a $1 bill, a pittance compared to the greenback's influence in the world's economy. Let me also remind you that it costs 4 cents to produce a $100 bill. What's the difference between a $1 bill and a $100 bill? Same paper, same ink, weighs the same, just has a different denomination printed on it. The exchange rate of the dollar can boost the fortunes of companies and entire economies or plunge them into crisis. Its rate against the euro fluctuates by a few hundredths of a cent each day, but in the past 5 years, the fluctuation has more often than not taken the U.S. currency on a downward trajectory, causing consternation and now despair among people around the world. Last Thursday, Thomas Enders, CEO of Airbus, gave a speech to employees in Building 261 at the consortium's production complex in Hamburg. He was there to tell them that a pain threshold had been reached. The graph he had projected on the wall revealed the horrifying progression of the dollar over time. The U.S. currency has lost 13% of its value against the euro since the beginning of the year. Conversely, the euro has risen in value and for a short time last Friday even approached the symbolic $1.50 threshold. According to Enders, the rate at which the U.S. currency is falling makes reasonable process of adjustment a virtual impossibility. Every cent the dollar drops against the euro costs Airbus 100 million euros. This has even the normally optimistic Enders alarmed. It's life-threatening, he told the audience. Now, as I said, you most probably will not read that in any American publication, but they are the facts. He declined to say how Airbus would react, that is, whether layoffs would exceed the 10,000 currently planned or whether the company will be forced to close some of its plants. Apparently, even he doesn't know what will happen yet. Now, if the CEO of Airbus doesn't have a clue what's coming down the pike, yours truly is even more clueless than the CEO of Airbus, because I have no clue ultimately what is going to happen. And it is in times like this where we face economic uncertainties, where there are constant stories that get regurgitated on the internet about gold and gold confiscation. This weekend was no exception. You can find the article on republictradinggroup.net. Just go down bottom left-hand side of the page to the archives and click on weekend, and you'll find the article. Now, the unfortunate thing is, it is an article that was posted by the good folks at Goldseek. I use Goldseek often. They print nice articles. They're one of the only websites out there that I think are allowed to publish the international forecaster. They always quote Bob on a regular basis. And they put up good articles. But sometimes when an article like this appears, I question their sanity. The article's entitled America's Trade Debts Lead to a Likely Gold Confiscation. You know, prior to the U.S. going to war in Iraq, I was very outspoken against the war, the whole concept of people being fearful of Saddam Hussein, that he had weapons of mass destruction and he was going to fly balsa wood aeroplanes over the United States, spraying the country with biological weapons. He had underground facilities where he was building nukes at a rapid rate and had the capabilities of launching them. This is a guy, by the way, who had scuds. Has a range of about, 100 yards. Accuracy, couldn't hit a barn door. But still, the country was consumed by this fear of this boogeyman called Saddam Hussein, and I rejected it outright. Now, bearing in mind, I was on another network at the time, a Patriot network, if you will. We'll tell you more of the story when we return.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back, my friends. I don't know if you've ever had kippers for breakfast, but it's actually quite disgusting. Anyway, I digress. So prior to the war with Iraq, I was very outspoken against the administration's reasons for going to war, the hype about terrorism, which was bogus, said it ever since then. But unfortunately, at that time, 80% of the population thought that the president, being a good Christian who wouldn't lie, was doing the right thing. So I was in a serious minority, and I was working for another gold company at the time. And we used to have conversations about whether or not my political stance was actually hurting business, because a lot of people actually called into the firm and said they were so shocked and outraged by the stuff that I was saying that they would never do business with us again. And I'm sure we lost a lot of business because of my stance. And there's no question, more than likely, based on what I'm about to say, I'm more than likely going to lose business to a lot of you out there that believe in patriot mythology and believe that sometime in the not-too-distant future, some jackbooted thug is going to come around, kick in your door with a Geiger counter, find your gold, beat you up, tape you to a chair, torture your children, and take all your gold and silver away from you. Because the government needs it to pay off the trade deficit. Well, if you believe in that, you still believe in tooth fairies. The article, as we said, entitled America's Trade Debts Likely to Lead to Gold Confiscation, says recently posted in the Federal Register on the Internet were regulations listed under the caption of the Patriot Act. At the end of the 17 pages, you'll find legal definitions for bullion coins and rare numismatic coins. Strange how the definition of these forms of gold will show up under 17 pages of regulations pursuant to the Patriot Act having to do with identifications of persons boarding and deboarding aircraft and a multitude of other topics. We believe the regulations were published in the expectation of a second confiscation of American privately held gold. Well, first of all, we've got into this discussion before. If you want to challenge the beast, better know the rules of the game. The beast is very accommodating in publishing the rules of the game. I've read the Patriot Act, which is more than 435 members of Congress can say, or the 100 senators can say they did. On my webpage, you will find under frequently asked questions, not only do I provide links to FinCEN, which is the Treasury's enforcement arm, but also list links to the IRS and their interpretation of various rules and regulations. Now, if you don't know what the rules and the regulations are, you ain't going to be in any way, shape, or form able to defeat the beast or even challenge the beast. Now, is there anything, they say in a, and this is the problem here, it says recently posted in the Federal Register. Well, I may not be the sharpest knife in the box, but I ain't the bluntest either. And I spend a lot of time at the Federal Register. You see, they post stuff on the Federal Register on a consistent basis, where they ask public for comment on certain proposed new regulations. If nobody publishes anything, in other words, nobody challenges anything, it automatically becomes law. It's a way of sneaking through all kinds of things. I originally got interested in the Federal Register many years ago when I discovered this thing called Know Your Customer regulation, which they tried to, prior to September the 11th, the government was trying to get banks to snitch on its customers with suspicious activity reports, where the government put the onus on the banks to report suspicious activity, and if the banks didn't report suspicious activity, then the bankers would be charged with all various and sundry crimes and fines and imprisonment and all that kind of stuff. Well, because a lot of people were made aware of it in the Federal Register and people complained and moaned and all that kind of good stuff, it was withdrawn. Unfortunately, it reappeared under the guise of the Patriot Act. It was buried in there, obviously, as requirements on banks to report suspicious activity. They got to fill out suspicious activity reports. We'll tell you more about that when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. 52 for details.
Back to the flip side on a Monday, talking about gold confiscation. Patriot mythology or reality? Well, I'll let you make the call. Anyway, the Know Your Customer regulation that didn't make it sneakily before September the 11th ultimately was put in the Patriot Act and enforced. Treasury Department ran into a little bit of a problem, and it forced Michael Chertoff to actually give a speech in front of a collection of bankers to assure them that Treasury wasn't going after bankers, because in that piece of legislation it stated that if a bank fails to report a suspicious activity, and what is a suspicious activity? If you deposit your check on the 15th, on the 30th of each month, and all of a sudden, 1 month, you deposit it on the 5th of the month and the 20th of the month, and you go away from your normal banking practices, is this a suspicious activity? Well, because of the fact that if banks didn't report suspicious activity, the banker would be responsible and subject to fines and jail times, guess what the bankers did? They submitted every single transaction that they thought looked suspicious. It flooded the Treasury Department with thousands of suspicious activity reports. They only have seven guys there to handle it. They were swamped with all this stuff. So Chertoff had to go, please, look, just be a little reasonable in the suspicious activity reporting thing. You're grinding the system to a halt. Well, what do you expect the bankers to do, for goodness sake? So anyway, I digress, but this is the stuff that you find in the Federal Register. So they say, this was recently in the Federal Register. Well, no, it wasn't recently in the Federal Register. They come up with some concoction here. And this one really gets me. It just shows you people don't even bother reading stuff. They just take things out of thin air. It says the purpose of the confiscation is clearly to settle America's trade debts in an acceptable form. Now, please, with tears in my eyes, do you know how much gold is owned by private investors in America? It wouldn't even pay the interest on the debt for one day. This is not 1933. Prior to 1933, 99% of Americans owned gold and silver. It was the coin of the realm. The U.S. dollar was backed by gold and silver. You could walk into a bank and demand you get a $20 gold piece for a $20 bill. A $1 coin would have got you a Morgan silver dollar. Banks had gold and silver in their vaults. Banks don't have gold and silver in their vaults today. Less than 0.1% of Americans actually own physical metal. And that even includes jewelry. The amount of gold owned by private investors in America today, it's... Well, look, all you got to do, you want to do an exercise for yourself, go to the U.S. Mint's webpage. They will show you exactly how many silver eagles, gold eagles, platinum eagles that they've produced ever since the gold eagle program was introduced in 1986. And guess who introduced the Gold and Silver Act of 1986? Yes, nobody but Ron Paul. The fact that the U.S. Mint produces eagles, you can thank Ron Paul for that. He was the one that said America should have a gold and silver coin so the people would have an option whether they wanted to trade in gold and silver. They had the option to do so, which they never had before. So the mere fact of this math, if you go to the website and you look at the production figures every year since 1986, I mean, it's ridiculous how small it is in the big scheme of things. Then they go on to talk about this. Well then, why is it that 30,000 jewelry stores have been forced to become registered with the Treasury Department over the last 2 years, since January of 06, as indicated at their website? The Jewelry Trade Association required their members to purchase a Patriot Act compliance kit. Look, I've often said, if the government's going to do anything with gold and silver, it's going to be more along the lines of what they do to gun dealers. In other words, before I can sell you a gold coin, I'm more than likely going to have to run you through some government-approved database to make sure that you're not affiliated or connected with any quote-unquote terrorist organization. Therefore, you'll have to give me your social security number and your current address, and I'll punch it into this little magic box, and it'll tell me whether I can sell gold to you or not. It's kind of like whether you can fly or not today. Same kind of thing. Well, you can fly, but, oh no, you can't fly. This is most probably what's going to happen. You see, it all comes down to terrorist financing, if you will. And you've got to understand what the government classifies as reportable transactions are transactions that involve cash. And to understand what cash is, you have to go to the Treasury Department's website to see what their legal definition of what cash is. And to put it in a nutshell, cash is anything that doesn't have your name on it. That's bank checks, drawn on banks where you don't have account, money orders, gold, silver, cash. These are cash transactions. These are all reportable transactions. If you exceed $10,000 in a calendar year, it becomes a reportable transaction. And you have to fill out an IRS Form 8300. If you take $10,000 in cash into a bank today, they make you fill out the same form. It was part and parcel of the 1974 Bank Secrecy Act. It was to do with the war on drugs, and they were thought they could somehow, I mean, this is how bright these people are. Well, let's institute a $10,000 reporting requirement. Now, they want to throw it with drug dealers. These are the same people that have the capabilities of moving tons of illegal drugs into the United States. Now, you think these people are that dumb that can move tons of narcotics into the United States but haven't figured out a way to move tons of cash out of the United States? Probably the same way they brought the drugs in. So that $10,000 reporting requirement had nothing to do with stopping the illegal war on drugs. More, it was government control of the citizenry and to get you people wiggy over nothing. If you want to buy $1 million worth of gold from me today, so long as you do it in the two acceptable forms that have your name on it, I don't have to report diddly squat. You pay by personal check or a bank wire, you can buy $1 million worth of gold. And there's not one single reporting requirement necessary. You want to leave the United States with $100,000 worth of gold coins in your luggage, you can do it. So long as you report it. See, anything more than $10,000, you got to report. So you want to take in $100,000, you report. Okay, this is what I got. So long as you got it on a piece of paper that you reported it, you're fine. You're within the bounds of law. Then they go on to talk about other stuff. It says, why is it also that bullion dealers and gold coin dealers who do 50,000 or more in business a year have also been required to become registered with the Treasury Department? Well, I must have missed that memo. I haven't been notified by any agency that I need to register with them. All they're asking me to do is to comply with current rules and regulations on knowing who my customers are. I tell when people call up and you want to pay by money orders, I say that's fine, but here are the rules of the game. I'm going to have to keep a record of all your purchases. If you pay with money orders, once you exceed $10,000 in the calendar year, it becomes a reportable transaction. It's as simple as that. I follow the law. I know what the law says. And I protect my clients by knowing what the law is. Anyway, they continue. And this is this is a money shot. We are frequently asked what our opinion is of the timing, and that obviously is difficult to say, but it would not be amazing to see confiscating gold within the next 12 months of the extreme unpopular President George W. Bush. That means there's only 12 months to go. If we believe that this evil act will be consummated during his term. And then it says, for more details, contact Criminal Politics Magazine. Now, I know Criminal Politics Magazine, and I know Lawrence Patterson, and we don't really disagree on a lot of things, but here's a guy selling a magazine. Who, if you subscribe to his magazine, will send you his list of numismatic dealers. Why? because a lot of people are selling this story today all over the internet, and I guarantee you, you call up Swiss America, you call up Goldline International, you call up Monex, you call up Midas, you call up any major gold bullion dealer, they will have this story to you verbatim. Why? Because they don't want you to buy bullion coins. They want you to buy numismatic coins. And if you do own bullion coins, they want to scare you into, look, I could make a fortune right now by just simply telling you people out, well, this story is true. They're coming to confiscate your gold. If you got any American gold eagles, call me up and I'll exchange them for pre-1933 uncirculated British sovereigns. Probably make a fortune. Get people scared out of their wits. Oh, my God, I got bullion. They're going to come and kick in my door. They're going to tie up my children. They're going to kick my dog and steal my gold. You know, there's a point to being paranoia, and there's a point where you just got to shelve it. This is not going to happen. Regulation, yes. Confiscation, no. It's not going to happen. It's a myth. It is a complete myth. And whenever you trace back, whenever you get a story like this, you've got to trace it back to see where its origins come from. And you usually find its origins are originated in some numismatic dealer who is trying to obviously scare the you-know-what out of people into buying high-priced numismatics. Now, I've got nothing against numismatic coins. I think there are certain numismatic coins that are going to do extremely well. I don't know about the high-priced ones. I don't know about the $10,000, extremely rare, none better, whatever, MS-66. I don't know about those ones. The reason I recommend European gold to you out there is because it is, without question, the cheapest gold you are going to get, dollar for dollar. Let me give you an example. If you were to buy, and the reason I talk about small denominational coins, because I know gold's going over $1,000. When gold goes over $1,000, you may not want to cash in one coin for $1,000. You may want to barter and trade with someone for something less denominational. And that's why I recommend European gold. Not for any other reason. Not because of the confiscation issue. Not because it's minted prior to 1933. That's just a bonus for whatever the reason. Because of the definitions of being a coin of rare and unusual value, it has different tax implications than bullion does. But the fact is that what you're dealing with, if you took 4 quarter-ounce American Gold Eagles, today it will cost you $888. Well, if you're going to buy the same, but in British sovereigns, in other words, if you buy 4 British sovereigns, which are a quarter ounce today, you're going to pay $832. Now, what makes more logical sense? I don't know. $50 may not mean a lot to a lot of people, but to me, if I'm buying gold, $50 is $50. Same goes with the Swiss franc. We got Swiss francs for $169. Other companies out there sell them for a lot more, but we sell them for $169. You buy 5 of them, you got an ounce of gold. How much does 5 of them cost you? $845. How much is a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle going to cost you today? $838. Here you got fractional gold selling for pennies over what a 1 ounce bullion coin. That's the reason I recommend European gold, just because the premiums are smaller. Gold's priced in ounces. It's not priced in carats, not priced in anything else. It's priced in ounces. And so you've got this hysteria that's been, and you know all the suspects I'm talking about. I don't have to reiterate this time and time again. But please, some of you out there, get a grip on reality. Come back to Mother Earth, for goodness sake. I know you want to think the worst, and I don't blame you, because things are going to get ugly. Oh, man, are they going to get ugly. We haven't even seen ugly yet. But this this incessant patriot mythology that's pushed by all these gold companies drives me nuts. Because ultimately you are the one that's going to get hurt. I'm tired of getting phone calls 6 months later. Oh, Robbie, I love your show. Listen to it all the time. By the way, you know, I bought some coins from Swiss America. Can you tell me what they're worth? And then when I tell them what they're worth, they go into shock. It's not that Swiss America is doing anything unethical, but they are a major corporation, just like all the others. They have to operate on a 40% spread. They can't sell bullion at that price. If they were just selling bullion, they would have gone out of business years ago. We'll take a break and be back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Oh, faithfully watch.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Monday. I wish people had some as much passion about the destruction of Bill of Rights as you do over the mythology of gold confiscation. Anyway, caller's been hanging on a long time. Clarence in Oklahoma. Hey, Clarence.
Hey, Robbie. It's always great to talk to you, and it's always I love your bumper music. We must be about the same age, because I love the Red Rider, Lunatic Fringe.
Yes.
Says a lot about society and in general. But that was the greatest exposition I've ever heard, and I've heard differing arguments on this. And I think it comes to a point where you have to look at it logically. You made the most logical statement here a while back when you said only about 1% of the American people own gold. Why go after that? It would make no sense. It would be of no utilitarian value to go after that, to expend manpower, to whatever, you know. And it's the same way with, I'm almost thinking that on the confiscation of firearms. There are more firearms than there are people in this country. If they're going to go confiscate them, they better pack a lunch.
I mean, and how many people, and it's a great analogy. I mean, how many people have I met, gun owners, where I asked them that very question? What happens if the government outlaws gun ownership tomorrow? What will you do? Will you hand in your firearm? Hell no. Not through my dead cold fingers.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, so what's the difference with gold? Are you going to be a wimp when it comes to a gun?
Absolutely. I'm not going to march down to the bank or whatever their deal is. Say, here it is. But I understand by accounts, and during the Depression, of course, people didn't see it that way. A lot of them did. They just went down there and turned it in. And when I was a mere youth back in the 60s, I can remember when I was in what we call junior high school and grade school, and mainly grade school, they had silver certificates in circulation.
Sure.
But they were only in denominations of $1 and $5.
Yep.
But you could legally take them to a Federal Reserve Bank. Now, you had to be a Federal Reserve Bank, so I mean,
right.
I was lucky. I lived near one, but I guess if you didn't, you'd have to get a bunch of them and go drive however many miles. But you could turn them in and say, I want silver, and they had to give you that, whatever the going rate was of silver for those dollars.
The last 2 years of that program, where you could exchange a dollar for a Morgan silver dollar, they stopped issuing Morgan silver dollars. They ran out of them, so they were giving out vials of silver concentrate.
I heard that.
You'd get a vial of silver concentrate, and then they said, we got to stop doing this. So, gold is not tied to the U.S. dollar any longer. It is a commodity. Banks don't have gold. And very few people own gold. So this whole gold confiscation, if it costs me business for my stance on this, so be it. Thanks for hanging in there, Clarence. I appreciate it, sir.
Yeah.
And, my friends, we'll do this all again tomorrow. Till then, see you, bye.